Hello, friend. Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. Thursday Thoughts are micro episodes where I share divinely inspired insights for Christian estranged mothers in the form of gentle audio vignettes. These inspired insights support you on your estrangement journey, and I keep them short because sometimes your nervous system needs simplicity. My name is Jenny Good. I am a Jesus-following certified family estrangement coach. I've also been through estrangement, and I know what it takes to reconcile. Here are some things I want you to know. Solutions without Jesus are not real solutions at all. You absolutely do not need to give up on your child and just move on. What does that even mean? If you've been given that advice, here's your permission to ignore it. You are the healer, not the wound. And forgiveness and radical love heal all estrangements. If this is resonating, go to the estrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and let's set up a time to talk. Also, I invite you to join me on Tuesdays for a more in-depth episode each week right here. Okay, come on in, Sister Mom. Let's talk. Hey, friend, I am glad you're here. This episode applies for any estranged mother, but if you have a son-in-law or daughter-in-law who's driving the estrangement from your child, it's going to be especially for you. For the purpose of simplicity, I'll refer to daughter-in-laws in this episode, but the same thing goes for son-in-laws. When your daughter-in-law has a power trip, and she's driving the wedge between your son and you, you have to resist the urge to directly push back against her. Pushing back can look like a direct conversation where you call out the elephant in the room and try to find out what her issue is and how to resolve it. She will not respond to this direct style of communication at this stage of the estrangement. Pushing back can also look like arguing with her, trying to stand up to her, or telling your son that he needs to advocate for you. Any of that falls under the category of pushing back. I want you to think of this like a martial art. When you're challenged by someone trying to harm you or fight you, you have two ways you can use martial arts. In option one, you can fight against the other person. If that's the route you take, you would need to defend yourself by blocking their kicks or punches. You would need to preemptively throw your own kicks and punches too. In option two, you do not fight against the other person. Instead, you move with their kicks and punches. You move with their movements, making yourself an impossible target. So if your opponent tried to hit you in your right jaw, you would move your head to the left in harmony with the other person's movement. This makes them unable to hit you because you move with them. You are an impossible target. And that is also the only way you're going to make headway with your daughter-in-law at this stage of the estrangement journey. You have to learn to disarm her and become an impossible target. You do this by learning to communicate differently, learning to bring yourself out of triggers, not taking her actions and attitude personally, because while yes, in a way it is about you, it's really about her, her insecurities, and possibly even her hosting a Jezebel spirit. And if you learn to hold space for her to be who she is, where she is, without playing into the role that she's typecasting you in behind closed doors, that requires a strong grasp on your own emotional regulation. Sit with this concept of becoming an impossible target. Ask yourself, what am I currently doing that's making me an easy to hit target? What is one thing that I could focus on this week to help me become an impossible target? If you want more help with how to do this, then consider working with me as your estrangement coach. The link to schedule is in the show notes, and we can spend some time on a consultation call figuring out if we're a good fit to work together. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope that it blesses you. Remember, you are not alone. You are loved.